Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, a couple quick things here before we make picks. Let's go back to last night. A couple weird things at the Nebraska women's basketball game last night. So first of all, we were momentarily under a delay. The game was not delayed itself. There was some question as there was a malfunction with the clock. And then the shot clock, the LED lights or whatever, and there are certain rules on that. So they had to get out a big tall ladder and cover it up with electrical tape. And that was the fix for last night.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. Then Sam Hybe, who was declared that she was out for the season with a torn ACL, came back and played last night.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, the Nebraska women's basketball season is not over.
That's correct. If we've only just begun, Josh.
They're 3-2?
Yep, they're 3-2 now.
Out for the year.
And she missed four games.
Missed four games.
Yeah. So a little detail on that without getting too specific.
Okay. Because there's some questions.
Yeah, there are. Basically, she got really lucky. There was some thought that that was going to be the diagnosis or partially torn ACL. And then upon further review, basically that wasn't the case. They went in to operate and they didn't find anything, which is insane to think about because there was, you know, multiple opinions and stuff like that. And, you know, crazy. So then she came back last night and played for a few minutes, and then she got hurt again. She tweaked it. Same knee.
Last night?
Last night. Yeah.
Oh.
So now I think she's, you know, it's going to be a few weeks.
Yeah, they're going to keep her out for the non-con.
I would say, yeah, you probably won't see her until New Year. Yeah, that'd be my guess. And it's going to be slow either way. They took it slow last night, and she just got a little tweak in there, a little catch. And the other weird thing that happened last night was Allison Widener, one of their other, you know, high-level guards, got stabbed in the eye with a fake fingernail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So the next time you see her, she's probably going to be wearing goggles.
Rec specs?
That'd be my guess. Yes. They're off to Puerto Rico. To play a couple games over the next 2 days.
I love Puerto Rico.
I've never been.
Beautiful. Beautiful place.
I'd like to go there someday.
You should.
Picks.
I'll go with you.
Oh, fun. The Connor Happer Show live from Puerto Rico.
We could be like Maui John.
I love Maui John.
Perma smile. Yeah. Completely different person.
I love that picture with Gene Honda. I want to use that for everything ever. He's just so happy. Pick standings. We are coming down to the final week or two here. We'll do conference championship weekend as well. We haven't got the big turnaround. Current standings. I am 28-37-1. You are 26-39-1. Two games behind. Neither of us particularly impressive.
My FanDuel account says different.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we picked the big games on this one, and that's what we do. So let's begin.
All right.
Number 15, Notre Dame at number 6, USC, who's a 5.5-point favorite. 6:30 Saturday, ABC, for the Jeweled Shillelagh.
Beautiful trophy. Who's going first?
I am the leader, so okay. I will have to lead us off here. Give me the Trojans to cover the 5.5, although it's an odd number. I think they win this game by a touchdown, maybe late. It'll be pretty good, and then USC will have to really, really begin campaigning for their chance at the college football playoff.
USC can't get to the playoff if they drop this one. USC is a fun brand of football to watch if you haven't watched it.
It turns out Caleb Williams is good.
Yeah, sometimes they play late. USC UCLA was great last week. Give me the Trojans here. Yeah, I think they'll win by a touchdown. Might not be pretty, but I think they come away the winners.
Egg Bowl, Mississippi State at number 20, Ole Miss, who is a 2-point favorite, 6 o'clock tomorrow. This is for your Thanksgiving watching on ESPN if you're more of a college football guy rather than an NFL game. Although it is sandwiched relatively well. Cowboys start at 3:30, right?
Yeah.
And then the night game between the Vikings and the
Patriots
is 7:30. So you can get some Egg Bowl in
mm-hmm.
at 6 o'clock tomorrow on ESPN. Josh, you're up first.
Ole Miss has dropped 3 of 4. They've had a lot of distractions this week.
Yep.
But for some reason, I think Lane Kiffin rallies the troops somehow, some way, and they pull out at least a field goal win. So give me Ole Miss here.
I like the Pirate here. They've been, you're right. Ole Miss has been struggling over the last couple weeks. They're sort of like the Big Ten West team that wins a whole bunch of games. So you're like, I don't know if these guys are really good, but they have a couple nice wins on their resume. Mississippi State, it'll be weird. I love the fact that we have these two coaches in this game. It's so funny. And maybe we'll have a guy who fake pees on a field goal post, which is sweet. Give me the Pirate, Mississippi State, +2 in the Egg Bowl. Number 19, Tulane, at number 24, Cincinnati. No rivalry game here, just a big one. A lot to be decided still in terms of the Group of Five representative in the New Year's Six. Cincinnati's a 2-point favorite, 11 a.m. Friday. This has this will have basically its own window, which is kind of nice. I like we have the 3 days to spread it around in college football.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you don't want to go up head-to-head against Michigan and Ohio State, which you don't, just play on Friday.
Yeah.
Sweet, which is what Cincinnati and Tulane are going to do. 11 a.m. on ESPN. Or, I'm sorry, on ABC Black Friday. I'll go first. Tulane +2.
Ooh.
Paving the way for Luke Fickell to be free on Saturday.
Okay. Interesting thought by you. I'm looking at the numbers. We're this far into the season. I don't know if Tulane is really good or not.
Well,
Cincinnati's been there before. Their only losses are to Arkansas and UCF. UCF's beat both these teams, by the way.
Yep.
Give me Fickell here. 2. Yeah. They can win by more than 2.
All right. We're opposite on the last 2. Number 9, Oregon is a 3-point favorite at number 21, Oregon State in the Civil War.
RIP.
2:30 Saturday, ABC. This game is great because it has the mix of colors that I really like.
It's got a good clash.
You have green, you have orange. We'll have a lot of good, Oregon State fans at Reser on Saturday afternoon. Oregon giving 3. Josh, I think you're up first.
Oregon State ranked. Interesting.
Yeah,
they have lost to the teams they are supposed to lose to. They have beaten the teams they are supposed to beat. Give me the Ducks here because that's what Oregon State does. They lose to the teams they're supposed to lose to.
I think you throw everything out the window in a game like this.
Throw out the records.
Throw them out. I like what Jonathan Smith is doing at Oregon State. I do.
In Corvallis.
It's a home game for them. Give me the Beavers. Give me the Beavers. And then you could place Oregon well outside of any sort of picture. Yeah, give me Oregon State +3, 2:30 Saturday on ABC. And the game, number 3, Michigan, at number 2, Ohio State, who is a 7.5-point favorite, 11 a.m., big noon, Saturday, Fox. I will go first. Michigan has really, really gotten closer. It seems like they have closed the gap.
Sure.
With Ohio State this year. Ohio State has stumbled. I mean, they haven't stumbled in the sense that they haven't lost, but for their own standards, they've looked a little weird over the last month or so.
It's a good way to describe it.
It's their standard, right? Michigan has a health situation with Blake Corum, which doesn't help them. They have good backs after that. I am taking the Ohio State defense to bow up, and Michigan can't man ball them like they've done to basically every other team on their schedule. And Ohio State wins the game by 10 on Saturday, and they cover the 7.5. And they go to the Big Ten championship game, and Michigan still has a chance at the playoff.
No Blake Corum, maybe. I don't know. We don't really have an update on him, but it seems like if he plays, it won't be 100%. Michigan won 42-27 last year. Ohio State has thought about that for the last 365 days.
Yeah.
Buckeyes, they cover pretty easily.
Okay. We're both on Ohio State. Nebraska at Iowa, who's a 10.5-point favorite. 3 o'clock Friday, BTN, the most watched game on BTN this year, potentially, or not. In the Heroes Trophy game. Josh, you go first.
I got to pick a score too, don't I? I don't have that.
You could pick a cover first and then make up a score later. Whatever.
It's a vibes thing. I mean, Nebraska to cover, Iowa to win. Let's go 24-10. No, that's not a cover.
That's not a cover at all.
20-10, Iowa.
20-10, Nebraska covers by the hook.
Yep.
All right. So I think Nebraska is able to hit a big play or two to get them into scoring position. Otherwise, it's going to be a miserable day on offense. Iowa's defense is legit. It is really good. Iowa's offense is legit bad. And Nebraska's defense will have a good time pinning their ears back and getting after Spencer Petras. No Sam Laporta. No Monty Potabom at fullback.
What a great name.
That is a great fullback name. I like Nebraska to cover. I cannot pick them to win the game, just as I couldn't last week against Wisconsin. Iowa 17, Nebraska 14.
Ooh, I like that.
And that is your picks for the weekend and the stretched out.
Well, we got one more pick to make, right?
Days. Oh, yes. Coach and when, right?
Coach and when. Wow, that is a labored face you're making.
Yeah, because I think it's pretty close between the two that I laid out, between Fickell and Rule. Give me Rule Saturday.
The tweet comes out Saturday night. The press conference will be Sunday. And in a sharp new suit, Luke Fickell stands above the rest.
Okay. We shall see. We shall see. Those are our picks of the weekend. Those are the ones that matter. We'll keep a close eye on that one, of course. And remember, 1620 The Zone will be here for you if and when something happens. I would call it a win, not so much of an if, this weekend or early next week. We'll come back around at the show, tell you what to watch, update the poll questions next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.